A Clinton woman is now facing extra felony charges for her alleged involvement in helping a man sell a controlled substance out of her house where a Clinton police officer was shot to death earlier this year. According to a probable cause statement, Officer Christopher Ryan Morton was shot and killed by James Waters at a residence in the 300 block of West Grand River Street on March 6th. Two other officers were wounded during the shootout, where Waters later was found dead inside the residence. Before the shooting incident occurred, 37-year-old Tammy Widger reportedly said there was not a problem and no one else was inside the residence while officers were investigating a report of a disturbance at the location. During her interview, Widger reportedly told authorities that she was assisting Waters with distribution of methamphetamine in exchange for him paying her bills. Online court documents now say Widger has been charged with a Class A felony for murder in the first degree. Bond has been set at $100,000 cash only. Widger also was charged with two counts of a Class A felony for assault in the first degree, causing serious physical injury to a special victim, a Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance, and a Class E felony for keeping or maintaining a nuisance. Bond for those charges has been set at $25,000 cash or surety. Widger's preliminary hearing on the new charges is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. on Friday, May 18th at the Henry County Circuit Court. A Lamont teen was injured in a traffic crash at an intersection in Pettis County earlier today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as the driver of an eastbound vehicle, 17-year-old Micah Ritchie of Lamont, reportedly pulled into the path of a northbound vehicle driven by 28-year-old Hannah Zaragoza of Sedalia. A 13-year-old female passenger in Ritchie's vehicle reportedly sought her own treatment of minor injuries. Ritchie and Zaragoza reportedly were not injured. Crash happened just before 8 a.m. at the intersection of Lamont and Washington Streets in the city of Lamont. Saline County Treasurer Marty Smith was at a recent meeting of the County Commission and gave the sales tax report for April.
This month we received $96,799.58. That's up over $500 from last month, and it's up over $10,000 from same period last year. Saline County law enforcement tax, we received $72,586.04. That's up over $350 from last month, and it's up over $7,500 from same period last year.
Smith continued with his report.
Use tax, we received $23,416.45. That's down over $3,500 from last month, but it's up over $450 from same period last year. And finally, our law enforcement sunset tax, we received $23,873.71, and that is up over $350 from same period last month.
And in other news, the Sweet Springs R7 School Board is scheduled to meet later this evening. According to their agenda, the board is scheduled to reorganize after accepting the results of the municipal election and discuss preschool tuition, resignations, and substitutes. There's also a closed executive session on the agenda for personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 8 o'clock at the high school at 600 East Marshall Street in Sweet Springs. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.